to Otaku Nation UK. As always, we have two new animes this week. We have gaming news, and we also have my review of Manami. There's still only two of us.
Aren't we having fun?
We are. We are. We should explain. Auron is going to be off for a while because she's got a new job, so she'll be back in a few months' time. And Aisha is enjoying herself in the pub. Good on you, girl.
Aisha keeps disappearing every night.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Sure. So, moving on. Now, so let's talk... Wait, my phone's just died. Hold on. The first anime. So we had two new ones-ish. One was the second season, and one was one that we've kind of watched briefly, and we have talked about it on the show. So the first anime is Tono to Isho, season 2.
Yeah, I jumped on this because it looked colourful and fun, and it was short.
Yeah. I like short animes, actually. Ones like these that just don't take too much of your attention span, which is perfect for me. I still had no clue what was going on, but I still.
I assume it was some Sengoku jokes?
I was getting that as well. Like, Sengoku Bazara?
Yeah, it's set in the Sengoku period, and they were making jokes about different famous people from that time.
Yeah, Nobunaga was one.
Hmm.
I recognised him straight away.
Always take the piss out of Nobunaga. And there was, I can never remember their names. I just know red, blue, yellow. I remember them by colours from Basara.
Yeah, because I don't understand the idea. This is season 2, so I've watched 5 episodes of this. Mm. I haven't watched any of the first season, but I think it's one of those ones you have to watch from the beginning probably to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I think they explained it better at the beginning because they did give a very, very, very short synopsis on the first episode.
Yeah.
Which was just in the Sengoku period.
That's it.
Blah, 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 blah. And then it was it. And I was like, okay, that's a history lesson done. And then it was just cue the guy that drinks too much. And I was like, okay, this is the first episode. This is going well. I don't mind the jokes. The jokes are actually quite funny. Yeah. I must admit on that one. What was it? Oh, I've forgotten the joke from the first episode already. This is just how many I watched through.
I know he was like, break it down, yo. And he just stood
there. Yeah, he said it in English.
And he stood there for like 30 seconds.
I was like, what? Yeah, that caught me off guard because I was like, oh, I was trying to work out what he said and those subtitles came up. So I went, oh, it must be in English. So I went back like 2 seconds and said, like, break it down, yo. Oh. Wait. Very confused. It wasn't too bad, some of the jokes. It's just, it still confused the hell out of me because, as you said, I think we should probably have got the first series. I didn't know if we'd seen the first series or not.
I don't think we have because we've seen so many versions of like that period now. It's hard to kind of keep up with what we've seen.
Yeah, and my brain was like, do I test my luck and choose the first series and find out we've already done it? Or do I do the second series because it's currently airing? Second, we can go back to the first one.
That's true. We can review it for another time. So animation wise,
mixed.
It's mixed. It's kind of, I don't know if they're taking the mic because it didn't.
Perfect quality.
Oh, the quality. Yeah, it was kind of like Speed Racer, the kind of mouth movement up and down. Like, oh God, you're gonna do this, and it's kind of, that's terrible impression. But you get
Thunderbirds.
What I mean. Yes, it was. Oh dear, but it's just, I don't know if they were taking the mic out of it.
I think it was half taking the mic, half too lazy to animate.
Yeah,
because it's only a short series.
Yeah, literally 3 minutes long. The episode.
It kind of added to the quality, but at the same time, we're like, come on, put a bit more effort in places.
That's true. There was a good reference. Oh, it was a nice reference I saw in episode 3 at the very end when I forgot her name, Uno, I think her name was, and Nobunaga got together and they had the background of Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, God.
I saw that. I was like, wow, did you really use that? Okay, I respect you for that. That actually is pretty cool. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Yeah.
Trying not to sing the Good King Mogwai, Good King Mog version. Damn you, Square Enix, for ripping that song off. Just because you own the rights.
I haven't played Kingdom Hearts properly, so I know he was in it, but yeah, you know.
In all of the Kingdom Hearts.
Ah, fair enough. Then
I
there
think
you are.
he's, no, he's in two. No, he's in three. I didn't play half of them.
I think he was in number one.
I stopped playing after it got to the 365 days.
Oh, I played that. I didn't like it.
Completed that.
Did you?
And then I stopped. Birth by Sleep was the one I didn't play because it was on Vita or was it the PSP?
The PSP?
Yeah, and I couldn't get a copy of it in the UK.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't find it at the time, and so I was just like, sod it. I'm stopping playing Kingdom Hearts. It's getting ridiculous.
Oh wow. I don't know
Kind
where
of.
my copy is, but obviously now PlayStation Store, you can download it now onto your Vita.
Yeah. It's just, it got to the point where I was like, who are these people? I don't understand Kingdom Hearts anymore. I just thought it was cute Disney characters and Square Enix with belts.
And
Oh,
blades.
and blades and ridiculous hairstyles. Because it was so cute. It was a good story as well. And I was like, oh, this is adorable. My favourite Square Enix characters and the odd Disney character I don't want to murder. And it's, oh, damn, Kingdom Hearts. Man,
Yeah.
I need to catch up on that series.
I know. I don't...
Yes, back to the show.
Yeah, back to the show. So yeah, we sidetracked a little bit there. We probably will sidetrack a lot tonight. So
This is it. Recovering from being ill.
yeah, we were both kind of sick. That's why we're recording very later on, and on Friday the 13th as well. So nothing bad has happened yet. There are still 2.5 hours left in this day, but hopefully not. And it's also Red Nose Day as well. Hooray!
Red Nose. Oh, comedy, comic relief.
Comic relief, yeah.
Good old English tradition that is ridiculous, but fun.
Just put any kind of spin-off that's on TV, just marry them all together, literally, and then.
Always Doctor Who.
Oh, funny enough, no Doctor Who this time.
No Doctor Who this time. There's always a
No.
Doctor Who spin-off.
It's usually about November for Children in Need.
Oh yeah. We've got Mr. Bean this year. Woo!
Oh gosh, yeah, that takes me back. I
Mr. Bean.
love
The
Mr.
usual
Bean.
comedians. Roman.
Yeah. So anyway,
Making
so moving on. Yeah,
sidetracked again.
I think this is the illness taking over. So
Yeah.
yeah. So yes, all in all, did you like it?
I liked it, but yeah, aside from the odd lazy animation and jokes that go way over my head, it was actually quite fun to watch.
I have to
It was okay.
agree. It was very colourful and one of those ones that you could just probably watch in good doses and then just go on and watch them again. I think it
Good to watch in between two depressing animes at the same time.
Oh Jesus, yeah. Yeah, so moving on to
To the
that.
next one.
I tell you, this pulled no punches, but then again I remembered from the first time we watched it, I remember it as Deathpool, was it? Or Death
Dead Billiards.
Death
Death
Billiards.
Billiards.
And now it is called Death
Death Parade.
Parade.
Dear Lord, I love this series for no apparent reason other than it just makes me so happy and sad at the same time.
Tell you something, this episode pulled no punches. I've only seen one episode this of this
I'm
series,
on
but
10.
bloody hell, this pulls no punches. The first episode, by the end, my jaw was just hanging. It was just like on the floor, like, what the hell just happened? It
Never,
literally.
never, never trust anyone that
No.
comes into that room
No, no,
at
no.
all.
And the thing was, I was looking out for the masks, like all the things at the top of the
The
elevator.
lift, yeah.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah, there's
And.
one that's a demon, one that's a female face.
Yep. And I think when they came down, I think they were the other way around.
Yeah.
But then at the end, but obviously, so very much like the last episode, you have two people fighting for their lives to either be
Yes.
reincarnated or burn in hell. And
Well, voided, which is pretty much the equivalent of just going poof.
yeah, but
Don't exist anymore.
yeah, pretty much. So it told the story of a married couple who,
Oh, dear Lord.
oh my God, it had more twists and turns than a Jeremy Kyle show, put it that way. Oh my goodness me.
It's just like, what the hell is wrong with Japan's sense of marriage?
I don't know.
It's too much.
I don't know. They got married, they got involved in the car crash. They don't remember what happened, and then the white-haired guy, I forget his name.
Decim, Deci,
Decim,
Decim,
Nessim.
Decium. I can never say his name properly. Decuium.
That's it. And he
Decum, Decium.
De I think it's Deckham or somewhere.
Decum. They never say it properly, and I can never work it out.
No, it's the one with the cross eyes, basically. Literally, he has like,
Crosses in his eyes, which is
yeah.
goddamn scary when he stares.
Oh dear, yeah, definitely. So, married couple, they realise they have to fight for their lives. And like I said, there are so many twists and turns to this story. I am not going to reveal any of them. I will just tell you, go and watch it. You will love it.
And they multiply every episode.
Oh, God. But at least now we're introduced to more characters, because we're only introduced to him. And I think there was a female in the
original. You have the girl with the black hair.
Yep.
Who's helps him.
Mm. She's just joined, I'm guessing, by the end.
Yeah, she's just joined in. You have Nonna.
She's the girl, the little girl, isn't she?
The little one with the pale blue hair.
Yep.
You have the lift operator. I cannot remember his name. With the green spiky hair.
Oh, another one, yep.
You have... I'm trying to remember all the characters. I know them by hair colour.
I just know them from the opening theme, because that opening theme's really good.
Well, yeah, they're all in the opening. You'll see them. So you've got the old guy at the front with the flower hair head.
Yeah.
He's creepy as hell. You will love to hate him. we don't really know much about him other than he continuously plays billiards or pool for every single day and doesn't leave that room very often. Okay. You have the girl with the eye patch.
Yeah.
So... you find out about her story, blah blah blah. I'm not going to ruin that one. And then Mr. Fiery, how can I forget him with the cat?
Yes, I saw that.
Can't remember his name except for calling him Mr. Fiery because he's such a hothead. goes with the hair, and he has a black cat with a wounded foot. His foot's always bandaged up, which is really adorable because he does things. And he has his own episode later on where they explain his situation and show what he does with the cat. There's like brief episodes explaining who used to be what and blah, 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 why they are now. And the whole place. You see in the lift, there's multiple floors?
Yeah.
Yeah. That each floor does different things and they kind of explain some of the floors. Do what? A lot of them are judging floors.
Oh, so they kind of assess where they're going to go to.
Well, it depends on the cause of the person and the way they've died.
Oh.
So obviously, it's got to be two people who died at the same time. That's the main rule. But depending on what the person did before they died or how they died, puts them on different floors. So they get judged by different people. The floor we're currently on is the easy-peasy, supposedly, floor. But we've still got enough nutters to cause a good ruckus now and again. For instance, we've got the wedding couple. There's one with a neat and a elderly woman, and then a wife. Yeah, there's a guy who like shies away and doesn't really do much, and then there's this overbearing woman with kids. And then you find out they've got the best episode. It literally makes you just want to break down and cry near the end. And it's a really good episode because of every episode you get to see more of Decim.
Okay.
And you learn more about him. And his creepy stare gets less and less creepy.
You kind of get used to his character.
Yeah. And you find out about the woman as well, who doesn't get given a name, but people keep calling her Honor. Online. Aww. Not really sure why. I think it just means woman. or is Honor the other one? I can't remember names. There is a number of people in the series that have appeared, and I just named them by hair.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm pretty much terrible when it comes to names. I think people should know that by now on this show.
Well, no, it's a really good series, but it's not all doom and gloom. Thank
no,
God.
No, you did say there are a few episodes that...
There's episodes in between where they have a bit of fun. Like, the episode of Mr. Fiery is actually quite hilarious. And there's a lot of direction towards the girl.
Yeah.
With black hair. And Decim. You find out more about them and how the place... As I said, how the place works. Nonna and her secret garden and this mysterious book that keeps appearing in the opening. And we still don't know why it's there. And I'm on episode 10.
But how many episodes are there? 13 or 26?
I don't know. Because we've actually gotten quite far in episode 10. Because this episode 10 is a huge character episode. Mm. And now it's like, next episode, we're going to forget about character and go back to doom and gloom again. Thanks.
Yeah, but at least it kind of has that gap in between. Because I think it's one of those shows, if you kept... having the same old doom and gloom, people get fed up with it. But then again, there are some people who probably You know, wouldn't
Oh,
mind
the
that.
amount of arguments I have seen caused by this series.
Oh.
Because of the judgments. It's fantastic. It's like when that first episode came out, I went online because I didn't know it was airing. And I thought I'd watch it because people were talking really well of it. And oh, the lord, the arguments before episode two, because episode two explained it a bit, were just ridiculous. Oh, she should have been blah blah blah. He should have been blah blah blah. Oh my god, they're such dicks. I hate you.
Yeah, because it kind of that I can see how there would be a divide because, like I said, I can't go into spoilers. You could actually see not from each other's point of view, but you can I could sort of tell that not the very end, but I could tell like with the whole game what was going to happen that they were going to
Well, the
like
whole thing
turn
is
on each other.
they don't show you all the memories. They even explain in the series why that is.
Yeah, it's so that they don't have that is it a grudge or something? Like they don't hold malice or something against the person?
Well, the whole point was the reason why Decim gets memories. He
Yep.
could see everything before it even starts.
Oh.
But he doesn't get all of them. To make it easier for the because the memories are so there's so many of them. They chop them down and they
Okay.
send them to the arbiters, and the arbiters go, okay, these are the worst bits and the best bits, blah 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 blah. Okay, that's I've made my judgment. And that's kind of reflects in the episode where you see bits of their memory. They m remember important bits, and then you're like, ah, oh, he's a dick. No, wait, now she's a bitch. No, it's back to him again. No, it's her. No, it's him. It goes backwards and forwards and
It
backwards and forwards.
yeah, it's literally like tennis. It's just like it's his now, it's hers. It's just like what
Whose turn is it to be an
the
asshole
hell
next? And then they actually, because of that first episode was such a pain in the ass, episode two, they actually explain part of it.
Oh, well, that's fair enough because I am going to carry this on. I really am. Because I love the one that they showed last year, and I'm so glad they made it into a series. I know this is very dark, but that's the sort of animes I'm kind of. I know I'm weird, but that's the sort of animes I kind of
Well,
get
it's
into.
dark, but you want to know more because the characters
Yeah,
are so fun.
because I just want to know behind the whole thing. I want to know what happens. And I've just checked there are 12 episodes, so there are two more left.
Ah, oh, I need two. That explains episode 10 then. I was like, they're moving fast all of a sudden. It's only a huge jump. Oh, that's
Which is
why.
good. It saves doing it like in the last episode where it's just like, huh? What happened? You know? Yeah.
But yeah, it's just. Oh, that means. Wait, I'm trying to remember what the preview for episode 11 is, because I just watched it like half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Because episode 10 only aired, I think, like 3 hours ago. And I just jumped on it and went, watch it now! Watch it now! Watch this at Garo! And I'm done for the day. I'm trying to remember, because the. Pr Episode 10 was the character one. Episode 11 appears to be more character, but I'm not sure if they're doing another judgment. Because if they've only got two episodes left, it's going to be one extremely quick judgment. But other than oh, I like this series too much. It's ridiculous. It's just they put so much I like in one episode, and it's like I want to watch the next one, but at the same time I don't.
I think what I might do is wait because it'll be out the it said the final date was 28th of March, so when it comes out fully, I'll probably have a marathon and watch half a series. So like I'll watch like six episodes one day and then the other five another day, and then just like wow, that was fun.
Well, yeah, if you're lucky, you might get the odd episode where it's like, oh, let's calm now. This is fine.
Let's all calm down from the madness. So, in all, yes, I know you loved it.
Yeah, I'm still on it.
I actually enjoyed it. So, yeah, brilliant.
Watch it and try not to cry at the end of every judgment.
And try not to think just what the hell happened, because Jeremy Carr would love this sort of shit, I tell
Oh, it's not just married couples, it gets even ridiculous later on.
Oh, God.
I will warn everyone now, episode 8 and 9, they give you a run up, like on episode 7. Like, oh yeah, shit's gonna go down. And you'll get to 8 and 9 and be like, I hate this. Why do you do this to me? But yeah, I have to. It's just, oh, it's so fun. Evil, evil show. Yes. Bring some hankies for like the odd episode. I would recommend that.
Oh God, help! God help me! Then I'm gonna be a wreck.
Yeah, there's one or two judgments where you're just like, oh, the head's a bit too close to home. Oh, dear. Why? But yeah, watch it! Watch
Yes,
it!
watch it. Yes, I do agree.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy and let us know what you think because we'd love to know what you think of this. And if you don't like it, blame it
Blame me! Well, it would be more, why did you make me watch this? I hate you!
Oh
Then you'll be
dear.
like, okay, I'm happy now. It's only 12 episodes.
Or they could be like, oh no, we love it. Thank you.
That's his name, Genty.
Gent. Ah.
That is Mr. Fiery.
Oh. Okay.
Genty. They've got stupid names. I think they're named after each floor they're on.
Ah, fair enough.
Because isn't it, his name is just a shortened version of the name he gives the place.
Fair
So
enough.
Decim, it was like Decim. I can't even say the name. I give up.
Japanese names that can be very hard
Well,
to
it's not even
pronounce.
Japanese, it's like Deciminium? Deciminium? It's like a coliseum with a decim at the front.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so watch, cry, blame us. Else have we done this week?
So we'll talk a bit of gaming news and then we're gonna go straight on to Minami. So the BAFTAs were on last night
Yeah,
and
you bugged that people got to go to it.
don't I wish I could have gone, but I was working and I was just like, ah, I really wanted to go.
Saw one of my friends from Facebook
Oh, but
suit on the red carpet. I was like, you knob. I wanted to go.
to be honest, I'm actually glad well, I'm not glad I didn't go, but it's just one of those things. One, I couldn't go Thursday, and I tried to get a ticket for Saturday, and they're sold out. So I left it too late. But instead, I'm going to LSCC tomorrow, which I've never been to before. So something different. You never know.
Bit fun.
Exactly. Yeah. More. Well, it's more comic book based, so that's my thing, which is cool. I think the biggest news was Destiny winning the best game of the year, which I totally I don't know, I don't agree with it. I think there were better games that were more worthy of the prize, but then again,
Is
we're
this another
humans.
case of the Oscars where the one with the biggest account wins?
Yes, I believe so.
Nothing new.
No, it was just a shock because it was up against Dragon Age Inquisition, Mario Kart 8, Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor, Alien Isolation, and Monument Valley. Now, Monument Valley was a mobile game, which is probably one of the first in years that was part of the best game of the year.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, but I haven't played the game, but it does look really nice. All the others I have kind of had a dabble with. Alien Isolation scared the shit out of me, but it's a brilliant game. Mario Kart 8, yep, really good. So yes, it was very surprising. I'm not sure what everyone else thinks. I mean, do you think
Well,
it's
I haven't seen the
deserved?
results, so I don't actually know who's done what.
Oh, so do you want me to not say anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no,
Okay.
say. I don't care.
Right, I have the list here in front of me. Right. Alien Isolation had six nominations but only went with one, which was Audio Achievement.
The cheapest one.
Well, I know. I thought it was going to win Best British Game, but it didn't, which is very
What was he
surprising.
going up against in Great British Bad Game?
Oh, I forget. I
I'm
really
assuming
can't.
not a very good bag.
Unfortunately, I was watching this on Twitch and I was out at the time, so I kept losing signal. So I don't remember half the things, but I know they'll put it up on YouTube later on because they have last year's one. They upload it straight away. So let me see. Monument Valley and The Last of Us Left Behind were the big winners on the night with two accolades each, the former in the British game and mobile categories. The latter for story and the former, which went to Ashley Johnson for her role as Ellie. And she's actually won that 2 years in a row now.
Wait for the same game?
Yeah, because there were Left Behind is the DLC for The Last of Us.
Oh, God damn it.
It's actually a good story. So it kind of tells the prequel as to Ellie when the
I always
infection
assumed that
spreads.
you couldn't go for the same thing twice?
I think it's because it's not the same game. I think it's
That's a
like two.
DLC.
Yeah, so I think it'd be counted as a separate game. I mean, I was hoping for Adam Harrington to win the voice of Bigby from the from Last of Us, from the Wolf Among Us,
Ah.
but he didn't. Troy Baker was there as well, but Ashley Johnson did thank Troy Baker as well, because he was in The Last of Us as well. What else? Valiant Hearts won Best Original Property. The Fashion of Ethan Carter, Best Game Innovation. And there was a I love the fact that this company actually, or this game actually won, but the best sports category went to Olly Olly and not FIFA 15.
Ollie, Ollie, I have not heard that game and I have a suspicious feeling.
I actually learned about this yesterday. It's a skateboarding game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually quite amused by that. The fact that FIFA
Oh, do you know, but they're getting such a hard time at the moment because they've mucked about with their ultimate team. I'm not
win.
sure entirely what's happening. I've just been watching a few YouTubers who've been saying, oh, they've mucked up on what they're doing. I have no clue. I just think you have to pay more to get more or something like that.
Oh, it's another one of those pay to get shiny crap in your game.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know the full story though. Artistic achievement to Lumino City.
Okay.
Game design for Middle of Shadow of Mordor,
Hey.
Far Cry 4 for audio,
Yeah, okay.
Family Guy, Family Game,
Okay.
Minecraft,
Minecraft.
yep,
Yeah, I
Console
have a feeling that was
Edition.
going to win that one.
The best multiplayer went to Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
Oh, a card game.
I haven't played it. I actually have it on my
Technically, that's
tablet.
cheating.
It's
It's a
still.
card game.
It's still multiplayer because you
It's
can
still
play it. Oh.
multiplayer, but it's less to have to sort out. Well, actually, it might be more to sort out
I'm
server-wise.
actually surprised it beat Mario Kart, to be honest, because that was probably one of the biggest games for the Wii U last year.
I think because Mario Kart has been done so much, I think people just kind of went, eh. Because Hearthstone was so popular last year.
It
It's
was, yeah.
ridiculous.
I think.
So it probably won on that.
I know loads of people at what's the Blizzard convention in America?
Not DragonCon. Wrong one. BlizzardCon.
BlizzardCon, yeah. They had a lot of YouTubers going around with the laptops around them, like playing Hearthstone. I know Markiplier was one of
Oh,
them.
why would you go to convention and just play Hearthstone?
Well, one of my friends actually met Markiplier when he was in the middle. I was like, oh, you
Actually, it'd be
like
funny if you
him?
just printed out all the, well, as many as you could, cards and played it
In real life,
in real life.
bit like Yu-Gi-Oh and Vanguard, but you can play those
Nobody
online.
cosplayed as the actual card.
I haven't
That's the point.
actually played it properly, and I haven't. I can't tell a lie. I have played Warcraft. I did try it. I didn't like it, but this is more my sort of thing because card games and that. And the final award was the Fellowship, which went to Elite creator Dave Braben, who.
Trying to rack my brain and remember who this person is.
Oh, Elite. I do remember the game. Was it an online game or something like that?
My brain cannot remember.
Neither can I. But it was hosted by Rufus Hound, who did a good job, actually. And props to him for wearing a tabletop top during the opening promo. I was just like, oh, you watch tabletop? Yes! And the whole reference with Daro, Brienne, and Snake. That was. You have to.
He loves taking the piss out of Metal Gear. He really does.
It was Rufus Hound. It's like, you know what to call me, and he's like, really? Do we have to go through this? Yes, you have to call me that. And Daryl's
I'm
like,
assuming you've seen the show he did, Dara Bryan, when he
which
talked
one?
about video games.
I can't remember
There's a
this.
he did a live gig, and he mentioned video games, and I think I remember really he mentioned Metal Gear.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he said he just it drove him insane how he could always have Snake, Snake, Snake.
And that's what he did in the promo.
Yeah.
Because Rufus Hound went off and he was like, Snake,
If anyone's listening,
Snake.
Google it. Google Dara O'Brien talking about video games. It's actually quite amusing listening to him talk about.
I love Daro Breen because
I
he's
keep calling him
funny.
Brian. It's Brian.
I know, because I'm Irish, so it's kind of, I know, it
I should
automatically.
say Brian for no reason.
He is our god for gaming because he is like a geek as well. He's into gaming, he's into comics and everything, and
He's
he's
doing
funny.
something for comic relief.
Is he?
I think so. It came up on my feed a few minutes ago, and now I can't remember where it's gone.
Oh no, I have no clue.
Mr. Bean.
Have Stephen Hawking and David Walliams on at the moment.
No direction.
Oh god, I watched that earlier. That was pretty bad. Actually, better than the band themselves. Sorry, I don't like One Direction.
Nobody likes One Direction, but 12-year-olds.
So, to be fair, I think Niall lives in. Oh, where does he live? He in Ireland. He lives in the same town my dad comes from. Yeah, his family. So it's like, hey, so we have some connections. Like, yeah, that's about it.
Thank you, Google, for just guessing what I'm typing when I spelt that horrendously badly.
Oh, I love Google for that. So yes, that's the BAFTA news, and we have a couple of bit of gaming news. So Uncharted 4 has been delayed till next year. So those who have bought a PS4 for it, well, you're gonna have to wait a bit longer. But you know, there's gonna be some good games coming out in the
You can
year.
join the people on PC waiting for GTA 5.
That's true, because the GTA heists are not going so well at the moment from Rockstar. A lot of people have had bugs or unable to actually open it. I've been waiting a few days. So goodness knows what's going to happen when the PC version comes out next month. Because I do want to get the PC version.
Well, it's just going to be delayed to hell and back because the amount of problems they've got at the moment, I think they're going to delay it a bit more to try and fix them before the PC.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, PC comes out. Oh, it's buggy, it's buggy, it's buggy. I can't complete a mission.
It'll be
Oh.
like Sim City all over again.
Skyrim!
Oh,
Well, Skyrim's buggy, but it's funny buggy. And it's okay if you're on PC because you can get around it. If you're on console, you're screwed.
yeah, that's true. It's
PC, you just type in, which code is it today? Non-conflict, so I don't walk into objects. Key spawn. Quest complete. There we go.
haven't actually played Skyrim,
Yeah, that
so
being Skyrim or PC. It's don't buy the console version. There's really no point. It's so badly buggy.
I got it on the Xbox 360 when it came out, but I was afraid to play it because I'd be afraid to get addicted to it.
Well, no, the thing is, you start to play it, and then you'll be like, okay, your compulsive desire to hoard stuff will suddenly kick in.
Yeah.
You'll be like, okay, I want this armor, I want this item, I want to do this quest, I want a dragon. It's like, hey, I've now got like 20 pieces of cheese, and I don't know what to do with it. And there's me on Skyrim on the PC going, spawn 4,000 cheese wheels on top of the mountain. And see what happens. Game crashes. Oh, I should have seen that coming. Too much cheese.
Just reminds me of that thing that they have. I don't know, is it Cornwall or something like that? Where they have the cheese
The
rolling down the
cheese
hill.
rolling down the hill. It was pretty much that, but one person replaced the people with the cheese. One person with a load of cheese following them. It's pretty much that. Because the PC one, it's ridiculous. You can do whatever the bloody hell you like in it.
Oh my goodness me.
So I have literally turned it into Dark Souls. No, just a big open world Dark Souls. That's all I turned it into.
Oh goodness
I was like,
gracious.
mod it to bits and change difficulty. I'm done. And complete it. Yay! Yes, it's one of those games that you should not buy if you want to have a life.
That's fair dues.
And do not look up how to mod
Oh no, I've seen a My Little Pony mod on it, where
it.
Fluttershy is the dragon.
Replace the dragons into ponies.
Yeah, Fluttershy was the dragon, and like every time you like hit, it's like, oh my, you know, that kind of her
Still
phrases.
creepy.
Yeah, pretty much, because her eyes are bloodshot red.
I've seen the Battletoads mod, and I've
Oh
seen
my god, seriously?
you can literally have any object in any video game you can think of put in the game. Majora, you can have Midna's helmet, Little Midna. I've seen Spider-Man. I've seen the Keyblade, Star Wars lightsabers, Dark Souls weapons, Dark Souls armors. I think someone tried to put Zone of the Enders in. Didn't work out so well.
Oh dear.
20 body modifications for women. Have the perfect waifu. Yeah, that's all you're going to get when you look up mods for the first time.
Oh
How to
goodness.
make the perfect waifu follower.
Oh, don't. There's a game out at the moment. It's like how to be a tsunare, the notice me senpai kind of game, where you basically murder school kids and try and get rid of their bodies so that senpai will notice you. And I saw a
Imagine the
oh my god, I saw a video of
Okay,
it
I'm tempted
today.
to buy that game just to see how messed up it
I think I've seen Manga Minx play it and the Anime Man, and I just watched it. I was just like, what the hell? The
is.
thing is, you can drag their bodies, and you just like, right, I'm taking you to the incinerator, like the fireplace, and it's just like, but what? You're in a school. How the hell does anyone. Game logic out the window. Moving on, moving on, moving on.
Mysteriously, there is a pot furnace in the basement.
Yeah, in, no,
And
in the
pottery
middle,
class.
in the middle of the schoolyard, at the.
Okay. Why is there a... I know that there you can have a furnace for disposing of garbage. We're not in the middle of the schoolyard.
I have no clue. Oh,
A very weird sounding school. It's turning into corpse party school.
don't. I saw the latest chapter of that, and they're not allowed to show any more chapters on YouTube because there's a ban, apparently.
What, until they actually release a certain amount?
I think so. So they're up to chapter 3, and that's it, and there are two more chapters left. I'm like,
Oh,
oh
some people. Oh,
no!
I probably just save on spoilers.
I think so, but
Because
it's
the probably last
annoying.
few chapters are going to be blood, murder.
The last three have been. There's been new characters in the last chapter which freaked the hell out. Freaked me out anyway. Oh my god. So, the last bit of news, Titanfall 2
Two.
has been announced and it's going to come out on all games consoles. So it's not just going to be Xbox One
Yay.
exclusive this time. So
I'm
we'll
just
actually.
excited to that as Frozen
Oh
Two.
god,
Yay.
no.
I don't give a damn.
I don't mind the movie. I've seen
I
it.
haven't.
Oh well,
I never will.
it's just a bit overhyped for me. I mean, I do like the song "Let It Go." It does drain a bit after a while.
I just imagine it as someone with really bad constipation.
I
Let it go. That's just it. Just cheers me up so much when I
god.
don't play that song 24 goddamn 7 near any place that or shop. That song will come on at least once.
Oh my
I
goodness.
dread going holiday to America because I know I am gonna.
Well, moving on now quickly. We were in Toys R Us on last Saturday because we were in Southampton, me and David. We went to
You went all the
Monopticon.
way to a con, and the first thing I see you type on Facebook is Toys R Us! And I was like, that's not the name of the con.
It's just like we saw this massive Toys R Us. I'm like, David, we're going here. Don't worry, we'll go to the convention afterwards. I think this was Friday
Screw
morning.
the con! Lots of cuddly toys!
To be fair, I think a lot of people were just like, I think one of my friends who ran a Power Rangers panel last year, he went there to get his toys for the Power Rangers stuff and then went back.
it! They need to do the Kamen Rider ones.
Oh, I know, because he did the Kamen Rider. I think he was comparing the two, because he gets a lot of Kamen Rider and the Zentai ones. So I think that's the
I would have
reason
gone to
why.
that guy's panel.
Oh,
I do not do travelling for conventions further away than like London.
I don't know if that was Rob or Tim. I think it was Rob because he. I think I remember him doing it because he dresses as Bison. That's a lot, and he does a lot of skits as well. So anyway, Monomicon. So
Yes.
we go. Let's put this quickly. Now, we've never been to this before, and in the 21 years that it's run, a lot of people were shocked that this was my first one.
Whoa, it's been my never one.
It's yeah. It's because Kita is usually ran a couple of weeks or a few weeks afterwards, so it was either one or the other. But we were determined to go this year, so we're gonna skip Amichibi. And instead, we're going to go to Kita in July, August. But as soon as we arrived on the Thursday night, and there was a games night. So everyone got into the swing of things. We were playing One Night Ultimate Werewolf. David was playing Super Fight. There was other people playing various other different board games. And thank you, Chris, for running it because it was really well done. Because he brought a whole bunch of board games with him.
Just raided Games Workshop.
Pretty much, it was just. I brought. We brought a few card games with us. We brought MLP. We brought Super Fight as well. But there was loads of people who had the version I got, the loot crate version. I bought Gloom, Demon Dice or Skull Dice, and the zombie card deck, which is really good. So, after all that was done, we moved on to Friday, and that's when me and David just went off because we were literally around like a valley district, so there was a good amount of shops around for us, and we were about a 5 minute walk away from the nearest shopping centre and an Asda, so we were never stuck, which is
Life
good.
supply of food.
Well, yeah, but we kind of stuck on McDonald's and TGI
Ah, the easiest one to get to.
Well, literally, it was just like 2 minute walk from the hotel.
TGI Friday must be like, oh, the lunatics are in town.
I must
Oh, lots of people in costume.
Well, actually, one of the girls, I think it was a Sunday night after the closing ceremony, one of the staff came up to us at McDonald's, like me and my friends, and they were like, "Is the con finished?" And they went, "Yeah, we're all going back tomorrow." And she said, "Oh, I'm gonna miss you all, because you were just like, you just brightened up the whole place while we were there." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you."
Now back to chavs and depression.
Oh, well, we did have a few comments from people and a few raps on the window, like from idiots pretending or thinking they're smart, but they weren't. But it didn't, ruin anything of my time there. But this is very much different to any con I've been to before. KitaCon is very much a party con where they have parties every night. Minami is very chilled, and I can see why people say, "Oh, we just relax and just like chill and just like hang out at the bar," which people do. And I didn't take as many photos as I usually do at a con, but I was told this is normal. It was
It's more of a hangout.
it is pretty much. I don't think there were as many cosplays as there were there. The masquerade slash performances, there was 39 in total, and usually a masquerade is about 60, depending on how many people take part. I was involved in one of the skits, and I had to hand something to one of my friends, and I looked back on the video and I realized that I mucked up on that.
No, it's fine. You're not being judged.
No, but they did win a prize, which is
Oh,
good.
goody.
Yeah, there was a lot of prizes to be handed out. So the Friday opening ceremony. If people have been to cons before, usually sit in an audience where people introduce us to what's happening over the weekend. This was like a fairground. It was pretty much you walked in, there was shaved ice, there was cotton candy, there was popcorn,
Oh, man.
kurikura, archery, fortune telling, and pinatas. So people had designed pinatas the time before, and then they just smashed them up. And sumo wrestling. You know where you get in those suits?
Inflatable ones.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, they were brilliant. And then later on, after everyone had got their free food and their ice and whatnot, it was the variety show.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
It's pretty much a game show where people take part, and I took part in the very last game where I had to guess what the plushie was, and I got it right. It was a Moogle.
Oh, hey, whoop, you won something. Yeah.
I won a little gachapon. I won a little. It was like a random thing, so you just pick out the box, and I got a Mokuna from Rayearth.
Oh, well, that's pretty awesome,
Yeah,
actually.
and I think it was quite rare because I don't know how old it was, but it was. I was just like, "Oh, brilliant! That'll do me." What else was there? They had a ghost story evening. I actually went to the hentai panel that night. It
Ooh.
was actually very funny. It was basically the seven sins of hentai, which is basically seven things that kind of like, what the hell are you doing? There was a particular scene in there. I was just like, this is going on for too long. This is going on for 2 minutes too long. But there were some ones that I'd never seen before. And I was just like, I have to find out and carry on watch this was because it's kind of more comedy more than anything. It's just like, what?
Better when it's that, 'cause it's funnier.
Exactly. It
More
was just,
chilled.
oh, it but it was really good. Yeah, very well done. For Saturday, they had the dealer's room, which was open. I spent too much money
Don't we
on
all?
so much stuff, but because it's just like I've started working, it's like I spend all my money. So I got two Kill la Kill Nendoroids, which are my best buys. I got a Mako and Ryoko. What else did I get? I got loads of Yu-Gi-Oh! Doujinshi in
Ooh.
the bring and buy. There was someone there, and it basically said, "Pay whatever you want or take for free." And I thought, well, I don't want to take it for free, so I paid like a quid for them all. So, well, not for them all, but I paid a quid each. So, it's something because it's hard bringing stuff up for the bring and buy. especially if you're going to sell it and then people don't buy it and then you have to bring it all the way back.
Yep, 600 manga books. Anyone want them? You can have them for free. I don't care. I'll take them back again.
You could do that. You could just basically say, look, just like, I don't want them, or
oh,
pay whatever
the
you want.
Oh, suitcase, I would need to bring them up.
Oh, don't. I always say to myself, I'm going to bring them by, and I'm like, nope. Because it is
too much stuff to carry.
It is literally another suitcase.
Hmm.
And I didn't have, oh, well, I had one cosplay. I had Emerald, which went down good, actually. Though my poor necklace fell apart, which, it was going to happen. But I'm just glad it lasted for so long. And the villains, group was really good. There was a vast variety of people, including Five Nights at Freddy's, Dick Dastardly, Kronk, and Ezri from Emperor's New Groove, and Rita Repulsa. So many villains. It's on my photography page if you want to check. I will leave a link afterwards. Masquerade was really good, and I got a good seat right at the front, sitting in front of the judges, so...
Good punching match to get that.
Actually, it was fine. It was just the three of us. It was me, Russell, and Nerds there. And I think we were there. There was photographers to the left. There was photographers to the right. So everyone had their fair share of taking photos, which was good. The only problem was we couldn't use flash where we were because it would have blinded the judges. Yeah, so that was the downfall. But, you know, I didn't mind that. I was happy with the photos I took. Charity auction, I nearly won a Sailor Moon item. Yeah. But
outbidded by a crazy nutter.
Well, there was a lot of things there. It went for £80 in the end. It was a compact makeup kit of the third locket and also one of the engraved glasses. And it was so funny because I was bidding for it and then David bidded for it, and when it went past 70, I'm like, no, leave it. We can't afford it. And then Keith from Team Giblets, he was like, come on. You know you love her. How much do you love her? You know you want her. It's like, oh, David, you're getting sassed by Keith. That's an honour, you know? But in the end, I was killing myself laughing. But yeah, there was a person behind me dressed as No Game, No Life, the main character. He won it, and I was like, fair play, dude, fair play. I wanted to, but I have two lockets in next month to buy. So I'm like, no, I'll leave it for now.
Save up.
I wish I could. yes, that's true. They're out next month, so I should have enough money to get them. Why did I order two? Why? So yeah, they had the closing ceremony. That night, there was karaoke, which I took part in, which was really good. I sung Moon Pride from the new Sailor Moon and Eyes on Me, which
I think I saw one of those on the list you posted.
Yeah, the lyrics were very slow, so when I went back, David said, you were very quick. I said, no, the lyrics were very slow. I knew I wanted to sing. It was more the case of, if I'd sung it at that time, I would have been way behind. But, you know, I do have videos. I don't know if I'll post them or not. I want to, but I'm afraid to. What else was there? The closing ceremony, that was interesting because they got P-Chan, who is one of the organisers of the event, to dress up in a dress and makeup, because they raised 1,000 in the charity and then they raised a further 1,000 for the closing ceremony, because it was, if they got to 300, they had to dress P-Chan in the dress. if they got to 400, it was I think his name's Tom or Rob, I'm not sure of the guy's name, in another dress. And if they got to 800, they get Keith in a dress.
Woo!
And they did, and Keith wore my dress. I actually ran up to the room. I was like, we need a dress. I'm like, I've got one. Ran all the way back. So yes, he wore my Emerald dress, and it actually fitted him really well. So that was fun. Someone drew a picture of it as well, which was really good. I'll share it on our page. It was of a cosplayer who was dressed as Sailor Elsa, funnily enough. And it was actually really well done, her costume. Very well done. So I was saying about Power Rangers, Zentai, Kamen Rider. Two of my friends, Tim and Rob, they requested a lot of those songs during the karaoke, and I learned an awful lot about that in one evening because I had no clue.
Oh, you ask a Kamen Rider Sentai or any sort of Toku fan, they will give you a huge list because they want more.
Oh, it was
more
just...
people.
Do you know what? God, I've given up on Power Rangers, but I might delve into Kamen Rider, maybe.
Super Sentai ones are hilarious. They're so ridiculously stupid. Kamen Rider, we've got Drive at the moment. Mm. Car-based. Woo!
Oh, God, no. No, I'm out.
Well, Drive is cars at the moment, and we've got ninjas for Super Sentai.
Yeah.
Ninin. It's supposed to be actually quite funny. The ninja one. But there's not many episodes obviously out because it's only just recently come out. Or is it coming out? I'm not really sure. I haven't kept an eye on it. It's just I heard the theme tune. I was like, oh God, this is just going to be so cheese. It's going to be so fantastically badly cheesy. And there's other series. Like, my brain has escaped me at the one time I advertised something. No. Oh, just Google.
Google.
There's so many, and then I can't remember the Japanese names.
But I did learn a lot about that in one evening. They also performed the Death Parade opening theme as well. Someone sung that.
Whoa! Can't do that very properly because my sister's still recovering.
And then on closing on Sunday night was the Kotetsu Lounge, which is basically another games night. So you could join in with anything that you wanted to. So some people played Yu-Gi-Oh, some people played Magic, Betrayal on House of the Haunted Hill, Werewolf, anything. And I played with David a game called Say Anything. My poor friend Chris.
I'm assuming they got decimated.
Yeah, he had a bottle of toffee-flavoured vodka.
Oh,
and every time someone answered him in the question, he would drink a sip.
Is this one of those things where it's a bit like the Have You Done It game?
Kind of, but kind of like that. But put it this way, there was nothing left on the bottle by the time we finished the game.
Even
I took a sip and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Sugar vodka.
Oh my God, it blew my head off. And that was only a mouthful. And it was just like, whoa. And even... Even I don't drink much, and yet I kind of mellowed out and had a few drinks over the weekend. £5.20 for a bottle of cider was a bit much, but I think that's how much you pay at most hotels anyway. But, it's only once in a blue moon, so once a year. And they've pre-registered for next year as well.
Ooh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, you can pre-register there on the Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it just saves you kind of spamming F5 in October, basically trying to get a spot. We also got forms for the hotel, so I need to at some point give it to the Novotel because I forgot to. It's just basically the discounted rates, but I think we'll be going to Southampton soon to see a friend of mine who I saw on Sunday, my friend Martin. So I was so delighted to see him after so many years.
Yeah, shout out!
Yeah,
if he listens.
Oh yeah, hopefully he does. Hello, Martin. Lovely to meet you and your friends, and hopefully the next time we'll see your wife and we'll hang out together. We did plan this anyway. We're going to hang out at some point towards the this year, and that's pretty much it for Manami. So yes, I'll tell you something. David really got into it. Now David's one of these people.
He's really shy.
He's very shy. But I was so proud of him because...
My poor mum was trying to talk to him and he's so shy.
I love that. I was so... Even now I'm welling up, I was so proud of him because as soon as we got there Thursday night, he got into playing Super Fight and he started like talking to people, hanging out with people. Like when I went off and did photography, he went off and done his own thing, like hung out with people. And then they had this comiket board where they were going to bring to MinamiCon. I left a note saying like, oh, this is my first Minami and it's not my last. And what did he put? I have the photo here. Very quickly, I have so many photos, I have so many pictures on my thing, it's not funny. I need to actually start getting rid of some now. Here we go. I have it here. He said, "Thank you, Manami, for the first for the first con I have had where I can talk to anyone.
Oh.
And I saw that and I was like, oh, I'm so proud! Because it's just, he really opened up, he got out, you know, because I know I can be an introvert as well and I can shy away. I know that's hard to believe, but I am a bit of both, so...
Join the club!
You know, I could have times where I shy away, but there are times I kind of like, oh, I can be loud and bubbly and whatnot. But...
I cheat in cosplay.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Want but... to talk to people? Cosplay.
Yeah, that's true. Though people did compliment me on my emerald and I was really worried, so I'm really glad people did. But mm-hmm. him, you know, because sometimes he goes on his 3DS and that's it.
Mm.
But after, but he really got into it, and then by the end of it, because he was really worried, he thought, oh, I'm not going to fit in. And I was like, so David, on the way back, did you have a good time? He said, yeah, I'm coming back next year. And like, which is good. So I was so proud of him. And I don't know if he'll listen to this, but I...
Make him.
He probably won't. People will be like, have you listened? They'll probably prod him, like, have you listened to the podcast? Your girlfriend is complimenting you. So yes, David, so proud of you and I love you. So and on that note, I think we should leave it there. By the time this goes up, I will be finished at LSCC because I am going there tomorrow.
Okay, and I'll have a perfect voice again.
Yeah, and hopefully I won't have the cold by the time I get back because I missed out.
I won't give you the London Lurgy.
No, I missed out on the Minami one, but maybe I might get it at LSCC. You never know. So
hopefully not.
Hopefully not. So on that note, we shall chat to you soon, and we'll be back next week for more animes and more news. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.